Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Ken Tinsler back on the show. Ken is CEO of SpiderWorks, Inc. He is the author of two outstanding books on helping you get out of your own way. Cause a Disturbance is one book. The other one is The 90% Rule. What's your next big opportunity? He's our good friend Ken Tinsler. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thanks for having me.
How are things in the not so frozen north these days?
Things are good. They're going up to about 100 degrees today in Toronto. So
he's
definitely
in Toronto.
Not so
he's
frozen.
Joining us from Toronto. So Ken, I know one of the things you've been thinking about lately and writing about is the difference between an entrepreneur and an entrepreneurial employee. You call them entrepreneurs. What are your thoughts?
Well, it's something that I stumbled on a few years ago. I was talking about entrepreneurship to a group of Fortune 500 companies, and they really started saying, you know, it's something we have to start looking at. I mean, they're struggling with what they call the frozen middle, what they,
right.
You know, where all great ideas go to die, whether they're top-down or bottom-up. And that's because they're so process-laden. And
that's right.
You know, they're really saying it's time that we need to empower our people and find a way to empower people, because we're getting stale, we're getting stagnant, and we're getting kicked in the you-know-what by some really creative entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, the reason why entrepreneurship works as well, what I call an entrepreneur, of course, we know is willing to risk their capital. A corporate entrepreneur, a real entrepreneurial employee, is willing to take risk with your capital, right? but the common denominator is risk. And in corporate America, if you're in the middle, you aren't allowed to take risks. You'll lose your job if you take risks.
Yeah, the problem is, though, and I think they're starting to open up to it. I mean, 3M has been a leader for many years. That the tech companies like LinkedIn or DreamWorks, I mean, they're very open to a certain amount of risk taking, and I think the key is how much risk is at stake. And I think what the great companies are doing is saying, okay, there's a certain pool. Let's say 9 out of 10 of our opportunities have to fit in with a certain risk portfolio, and 1 out of 10, you know, we're really going to roll the dice on an idea, on an individual, give them some latitude, because you know, the Etsy's, the Zappos, the Warby Parkers, I mean, they've just become massive companies in such a short amount of time.
Right.
And the large companies are seeing and understanding that they do have to play with their risk profile today.
Well, I'll tell you, the biggest enemy of entrepreneurship, of corporate America becoming entrepreneurial, is the 90-day conference call. Because you can't be an entrepreneur if you're a slave to having everything you do thrown right up in your face every 90 days. What do you think about that?
Yeah, no, I think that's right. And I think, too, though, that the great companies are they're creating incubators or labs. And many of them, they actually take completely off-site. And they create a team that really does have the autonomy to create and not be a slave to the 90-day call.
But see, that's not an entrepreneur. See, in my opinion, that's not an entrepreneur. Those are entrepreneurial organizations that just happen to be owned by corporate America or corporations. If you're going to see, I actually believe that there is such a thing, and you can have an entrepreneurial employee who isn't part of Skunk Works. I do think we need to differentiate those, don't you?
Well, I think in time we will. I think that you know, with everything, and going back to the 90% rule, you know, that what's your next 10%? What's that baby step? I think large companies need to learn how to be entrepreneurial, and I think that doing it off-site, doing it in labs, finding entrepreneurial employees, giving them the risk capital without all the risk of being an entrepreneur is step one. I think, and what I've seen, too, with some international lottery companies and telecoms, that once that starts working, they then bring it internally. And they make it part of the fabric of the organization. But I think step one is you've got to take it outside. You've got to give it a shot at
working. I agree with that. I agree with that because I've seen this happen. You know, I've worked with major corporations for almost my whole life, and I've worked very closely with them in the last few years in, excuse me, in the business that I'm in. But what I have seen is when an organization try something, they'll ask me to help them with it, and we'll move it down the field, and when we get almost to the finish line, then there's a complete different shift in the way the company thinks about things unrelated to what the project is, and all of a sudden the project is just goes away. My point is, after a while, your people stop being creative and productive as entrepreneurs, because why bother if it's going to be stopped before we get to the finish line?
Well, right, and that's why you take the finish line, you know, to another field, if you will, mm-hmm. and give them a chance to get across it. And it's really critical today because if you think about millennials, and if you think about that next up and coming generation, what they're about, they're part of the conversation. Conversation is part of the fabric of their lives. Being able to think, being able to be creative, being able to contribute to conversations. And that really is the key to coming up with opportunities as an entrepreneur or an entrepreneur. So if you want to be a successful company, small or large, in the long term, you need to create a culture in which the millennials and next generation are given the opportunity to contribute and to see mm-hmm. some of their ideas cross the finish line.
That group, this next generation is going to put some extra pressure on corporate America, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but to me, it's great pressure. I think we all should learn how to communicate and be connected like millennials, and I say that to companies all the time.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so I like.
Hold on to that thought, Ken. I need to take a quick break. I think that there's some elements. There's a lot of elements of the millennials that will be good pressure. But they've got to learn a couple of things. There are a few buttons that they need to learn not to push. Quick break, 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.